If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Isaiah 55. My challenge tonight is that each day we approach that day with the awareness of who is the boss. Who is the boss? And here's the way God says, Isaiah 55, and look with me at verses 7 through 11. He's not interested in everybody just staying how they are. He calls for us to change. Isaiah 55, starting with verse 7. He says, "Let the wicked forsake his way." The interesting thing is God's way is the right way. The wicked man has his own way. I think I'm just as capable as God to plan out my life. But he says, no. "Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts." We thought we could do the same thing. You see, we could be just as bright as God. And he says, no. "Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." He says, this word that I gave you is like a seed. The water comes down, fertilizes the seed, brings forth the crops, does these wonderful things. And he says, my word is like that. It comes out bringing forth wondrous things in your life. Your way can seem to be right, but it isn't. It's not as good as his way. So approach each day with this awareness that God is in charge. Let us humbly submit to that thought. Let us day by day, morning by morning, recognize that, admit that, submit to that. When things go according to your plans, you think things are going smoothly. But do not be unaware of God's sovereign presence. When James wrote, "Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations," meaning trials, problems. What he was saying is, God will interrupt your way with difficulties. But this is God saying, I need to make some adjustments in your life. You ever stop to think about what a diamond must look like? I've never seen an uncut diamond. I don't know that I would see it any different from a piece of gravel. But imagine an uncut diamond, and then the jeweler looking at it and seeing just how to turn it and so on. He says, I got to cut this off, and I got to cut this off, and I got to cut this off, and do all of this business. And the diamond is saying, but I like those parts. That's part of me. That's really going to hurt, you know. And he says, probably necessarily nothing wrong with the part that I have to get rid of in your life. It's just not what I want for you. Right? And so we're to say, no, I want a hunchback diamond. No, we're to bow to the boss. We're bow to the master and say, I would love to be completed. The scripture speaks, Malachi, I think it is, he says he will gather his jewels. And I kind of think that what a wonderful idea of us having been sanded and ground and cut and all of this, but God doing it so that we come out this wonderfully beautiful thing that reflects well on Him. And we dumb, rough-cut diamonds say, oh, I think our plan is just as good. Not so. When your plans are thwarted, recognize that God is controlling your day. Recognize that God is controlling your life. He's doing something important in your life. Now, it's something quite different from what you expected, maybe different from what you'd hoped for, but it's not up to you, is it? Who's boss, right? It's important then, especially at those times, to stay in communication with Him. This isn't the time to go pout, you see. This is the time to be there in prayer, to admit to Him, this took me by surprise. And He says, well, I think you're strong enough now for me to knock that whole site off right there. Humbly accept the premise that His way is better than yours. Now, don't try to figure out what's happening. The question really, as Job is teaching us, the question is not why did this happen? That's not really for us to know. The question is, who has given it to me? And the answer is, this came from the hand of God. And so then we bow our heads and we say, as you wish, as you wish. So trust God and thank Him in advance for this. This is why James says, count it all joy. We don't enjoy the trial. We enjoy the fact that the trial is part of the process that God is taking us to. It's part of the journey to the end. There is a purpose in all of this, a purpose that He knows, that He understands quite well, but we don't know, we won't necessarily ever find out, but it's His will. Trust God. Thank Him in advance for the good that will come out of it all. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. And so his point, in fact, is that I know what I'm doing, and I have great plans for you. And so we need to start each day with the awareness of who is boss. Comments or questions?